I feel like a foreigner. Look at me, pushing this stupid scooter down the road in this silly outfit, wearing this dumb hat. Why can't I just be like everybody else? Rachel wondered if it was a sin to think that way. After all, she was Amish, and Amish were supposed to be so religious and somehow more Christian than everyone else. If they only knew what really goes on behind the four walls of a typical Amish home. We are just the same as everyone else. We fight. We treat each other badly. We can't figure out our relationship with God, or even if He's real. Rachel stopped and looked up. She had never thought about the reality of God in this way, and it made her nervous. She felt like he might send a lightning bolt down because she was thinking such awful thoughts. But the only clouds in the sky were high up and wispy. After an anxious moment, she walked on, trying to get her thoughts back to romanticizing the lives of the people who lived in the mansions along the pike. But somehow her thinking about God got in the way of her dreaming. She was tense and ill at ease, and suddenly she felt like she might throw up. She wanted to take the scooter and fling it into the ditch. She wanted to pull off this silly cap and let her long auburn hair flow free in the wind. She felt her heart racing, so she stopped and took some deep breaths. "I have to do something. I have to get away from Papa." "Rachel?" The buggy had been driving on the grass along the side of the road, and she was so lost in thought she had not heard it approach. She jumped involuntarily and then turned. Daniel King sat on the seat with the reins in his hands. Rachel felt a surge of anger toward Daniel.
"Oh my goodness, Daniel, the erschrocken mich. Why are you always sneaking up on me? What are you doing here? Why are you following me?"
Augusta St. Clair marched through the swinging glass door into the offices of Murray, Peterson, and Lowell. Augusta was a formidable-looking woman with perfectly coiffed white hair, wearing a low-key but obviously expensive charcoal business suit. The extremely handsome young man beside her was dressed in a modern, collegiate way. The look on his face let the world know that he did not want to be there. Behind them trotted an older woman in a frumpy suit and glasses, looking somewhat like a scared puppy. The startled secretary behind the massive reception desk raised her hand to stop the group. The nervous woman behind Augusta tried to intervene.
"Maybe we shouldn't go in, Mrs. St. Clair. I think..."
"Shut your mouth, Eva,"
Augusta snapped. The young man looked at Eva's embarrassed face and shrugged as Augusta pushed her way past the protesting secretary and into the inner sanctum of the prestigious law firm. Several pieces of paper were clutched in her hand. James Lowell looked up from his desk. When he recognized his visitor, his face paled and he started to protest.
"Augusta, I can't see you right now. I'm in the middle..."
Augusta St. Clair cut him off with an imperious wave of her hand.
"You will see me right now, James, if you know what's good for you and this firm."
James Lowell started to answer back and then looked over at the two men in the chairs facing him, smiling sheepishly.
"Well, gentlemen, as you see, something very important has come up. We will have to discuss this matter at another time."
One of the men rose and looked at James with steely eyes.
"You mean you're asking us to leave, James? This is a $5 million deal we're discussing. I would think..." Before he could finish, Augusta cut in.
"Good afternoon, Mr. Carrington. Perhaps you don't know who I am, but I know who you are and the company you represent. Let me be very clear. If I wanted to, I could buy your crummy little factory and shut it down today. So if you don't want that to happen, I would suggest you accept Mr. Lowell's request and come back another day. Goodbye."